like, just make it another 6 months later or whatever than that. I mean, I think
yeah, no problem for me.
Like that.
I think the important thing is to put first on notice that we need to solve the problem.
And so I'd like to have I'd like to change the date, and I'd ask you to volunteer whatever date. I think 2 years
let's
on
make
July
it,
1st is really pretty close.
Let's make it January 1st, 1988.
Okay, I think I'd like that better. I'd move that, Mr. Chair.
Well, we'll just put it in as a friendly amendment at the present time, and then when we adopt the amendments, we can just be adopting that rather than...
Mr. Chair.
Senator Monroe.
Your amendment says that container which cannot be returned for a deposit. Is there any problem with that, with the possibility of them placing a 1 cent deposit, say, or something like that, and getting around this?
Well, there's a problem. I really think that there aren't many retailers that are going to want to invite having any of these bottles back.
Well, I doubt if very many people would return them for a penny, so in essence...
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Henderson.
I think the thing is that no one would want, no retailer would want them back.
Right. Maybe so you don't think that would be a problem?
Well, Mr. Chairman, maybe the plastic recycler would be willing to pay a cent for them, or whatever. They might work out some kind of arrangement. I guess I'm not. I think there is also always the possibility that if that's going to happen, but hopefully we can work out the details of the issue before you get to that point. In any event, at least that would be my. Hope you don't have to get to that.
If we could. We are in work session. If we could just stand in recess for about 5 minutes until Senator Hamby returns, I think we could take action at that time. If that's acceptable, we'll just stand in recess until she arrives. We should be.
Well, maybe we could just do the amendments. Maybe we could get some courtesy votes on amendments.
I'll help you on the amendments.
All right, fine. Let's see. Senator Cohen moves that we adopt.
870-5
with a change in line 6 of page 2 so that it would read on or after January 1st, 1988. Is there any further discussion of the amendments? Is there any objection to the amendments? Hearing none, so ordered. Okay, now we need to sit in recess, I think.
I think you do, unless you want another motion.
Well, I don't think that would succeed either, so.
Never know.
Thank you.
One, two. All
right. Mine.
Three.
We'll be in recess until Senator Hamby gets here.
That's awful, isn't it?
My fault.
Employees have an interest.
It's not a leak. I'm just talking to
you. Oh, this was Frank. Right.
The Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources will come back to order.
Have you got enough votes now, Mr. Chairman? You don't know.
There's me. who would like to move the bill as amended?
I'll move it.
Senator Cohen moves Senate Bill 870 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
We change it.
Senator Day.
The reason I'm going to vote no is that we have carried this study on the floor, and it was succeeded in studying the whole issue of deposits, including plastic jugs and how we do it. I think the industry is on notice that the state is not necessarily going to sit idly by if action isn't taken. And I do believe we've had some fairly significant testimony that people have invested already, but I would believe that anyone that's going to look for the potential of the future would stop, look, and listen until this particular study that was passed on the Senate floor by the majority is completed. And I think to put this deadline on is really, I don't think it accomplishes anything, and I think that what we should do is to put our emphasis on the fact that we're going to look at returnable deposits for more than just beer and soft drinks. and that it could well be on a significant other parts of the waste stream, which includes plastic jugs. So I guess I think we have done what the policy that I'm comfortable with, that we're going to get at this and look at it in its totality. I think it makes more sense than going with this bill. So that's why I will vote no.
Any further discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Brenneman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I agree with Senator Day completely. And as I said the other day, I think it would be wise to expand that study to look at some of the other disposable waste items that are entering the waste stream that we've had bills on here.
Is there any further discussion on the motion to send the bill out?
Question.
Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Senator Brenneman?
No.
Senator Cohen?
Aye.
Senator Day?
No.
Senator Hamby?
Aye.
Senator Hendrickson?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Senator Bradbury?
No. Motion is adopted. Senator Roberts, would you be kind enough to carry the bill?
I'd love it.
Thank you.
I will say you're persistent.
With that, I think we have concluded our business, and we stand adjourned.
Mr. Chairman, did we do a work session on 2072?